Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Let's tell you guys about Dude Wipes. We love Dude Wipes, don't we?
Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever. I, in fact, have a drawer
Me too.
In the kids' bathroom that is dedicated just to Dude Wipe products.
Uh-huh. They sent us a bunch, and we thank you, dudes, because we love – I'm telling you, Sonny, he doesn't take showers anymore now. He just wipes his shit down. And he does it – he does his hair. He wipes his hair down.
Yeah.
Like his whole head.
Yep.
So he doesn't have that – like, because he gets home from practice late, you know?
Yeah. Also, like, Xander went and played basketball in the driveway with John the other day, and I was like, go – dude – take a Dude Wipe shower.
Right.
They have literally – it's these wipes that are called Shower on the Go.
Yep.
And you just pull them out and you wipe down your body and you've had a shower.
You guys, thank you for creating these because they really are.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, they can put them in their bag and they can take them for their PE classes.
Yeah.
If your daughter doesn't want to stink up PE either. Like
right.
She can wipe herself down.
So you can get them at Amazon.com and in 15,000 retail stores nationwide. But if you want to receive our special offer, go to dudeproducts.com and enter the code Corolla20 at checkout to get 20% off. That's dudeproducts.com. Enter the promo code Corolla20.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Stephanie's not feeling that great.
Mm-mm.
How are you feeling, honey?
Not great.
Aww,
it's okay. I've had
sorry.
A cold since like last Wednesday, but
I'm
powering through.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Pro Flowers.
Let's talk about Pro Flowers.
You know what? The real pros this Mother's Day are Pro Flowers.
That's right.
Because where would you be without your mom?
No, nowhere.
I mean, that doesn't ring true for me.
Right.
But where would my kids be
exactly.
without me?
Thank you.
Is ding, the real ding, question.
Ding.
Listen, do you want to show me appreciation?
Yes.
This Mother's Day?
Yes.
Get me some Pro Flowers, damn it. Go to proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code FCOL to buy me some flowers or your mom or your wife,
whatever.
I'm not trying to like police what you do for Mother's Day. All I'm saying is Pro Flowers is an easy and effective way of showing appreciation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. Go to proflowers.com, click the microphone, enter the code FCOL. Do it today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What else? Also,
all right.
StoryWorth. Will you tell everyone about StoryWorth?
All right, let's tell you guys about StoryWorth. Everyone has like a family member or somebody in their family that does all the talking, you know, and they like or stories, or you've got college buddies that talk, you know.
Yeah, or grandpa
right.
who was in the war.
Exactly. So StoryWorth founded a way to get all those stories put together. It makes it fun and easy for your loved ones to share the stories with weekly emailed story prompts. It's a subscription for someone you love. It's StoryWorth that sends them an email with a question about their life, okay? So they reply to the email, they put the stories in, and after a year, their stories will be bound into a beautiful keepsake book. That sounds cool, right?
Yeah, so cool.
Mm-hmm. So you get the prescription. we're a mess today.
From CVS drugstore.
Yes. You can purchase a subscription through them, and they will send out the emails, and they'll do the rest. And then after a year, you'll have a beautiful keepsake book. All right? You can't go wrong with that. So what you guys do is you go to StoryWorth.com. And that's where you put in your you can save and edit all your stories as well. And they also have room for beautiful color pictures or black and white pictures, however you want. You can create it. And it's a great gift for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So go to StoryWorth.com StoryWorth.com/FCOL. Okay. That's what you're going to do.
There you go.
And get your book going.
Yeah. So Lynette.
Yes. What's going on?
How was your weekend?
I'm thinking of three things at once. Sorry. My weekend was good. I talked about a little bit on Patreon. My weekend I know people like know that Adam and I are in therapy. Is that what you're asking about? Or are you just asking me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying, how was your weekend?
As you can tell, it was a little stressful. I'm still trying to decompress because it's Monday morning. The thing is that people don't realize, it's like the weekends are the busiest time for me for some reason. Saturday and Sunday
hits.
Doesn't
Sonny have like 1,800 games?
Yes. He has a game. He had a games this weekend. And now because he's assistant coach, he's got to be at all the games. So he's – I keep hearing static too.
Oh, it's really staticky, yeah. But
I don't know,
that's
that
just because we have
phones.
I think it's just the mic, that maybe headphones.
I don't know. Put the phones over here. Sorry, guys. Can you hear the static, Kaylin? No, it's very distracting. So Sonny had his games, and what happened was is Sunday we had Natalia and I had our mother daughter luncheon fashion show for the NCL,
right.
And then Sonny had to go back to the game. So now I'm like, what do you want from me? I got one kid that's got to go to the fashion show. The other kid's got to go to the games. So I said to Adam, can you take him? Because I said to Sonny, he's like, I'll get a ride. And I said, well, why don't you ask your dad? And he was like, Dad's not going to want to take me. And I said, well, ask him. And he did. And he took him. But he didn't stay the whole time. He had to find him a ride home. So, So that was kind of – I mean, it was a very stressful weekend. But I got to – you know, it's going to – the NCL thing I think is going to be cool because I'll be meeting other parents and other moms from other schools. And
– that's not cool.
No, but it's going to be good for Patreon. That's what I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So far, everybody's been, you know, on the up and up. But let's see. You know, I think that people want to know. I was trying to get on Patreon to read the messages, and I know a lot of you are not on Patreon, and they're sick and tired of hearing it. But I'll just tell you guys this: that like Adam, what's been going on with Patreon? But I've been going more of a deeper explanation. But Adam and I are in therapy, and it's going pretty well for me. we're going tonight. Every Monday night we go. Well, for the last two weeks,
he hasn't
He hasn't gone.
He's boycotting therapy.
Yeah, he's boycotting. He loved her as a therapist until she started. You know, she's like, I didn't even, because she's a no nonsense person,
right?
You know those people,
mm-hmm.
And she's like, I just barely scratched the surface with him. Like, I didn't want to scare him off, but I just started getting into it, like with him, like asking him questions that I think made him uncomfortable. And, you know, about him and his
part in all this.
His part, yes.
For some reason, he didn't want to talk about that
anymore.
He just
did not. He just thought that, I think in his brain and his fantasy world, he thought that he was like, yeah, here, Brittany, fix her. Like, tell her everything that she's doing wrong.
Yeah.
And everything that I'm doing great. And let's fix her.
Don't fix me.
Right.
I ain't broken. Fix her.
Wind her up.
She's something's wrong
some
with her. She mad.
Yeah, she's in a bad mood. One of the things he said was, I think she's got depression. And Brittany was like, why? Like she said, she goes, can I just explain you what really like depression is? Depression, you know, there's, I think she said, you know, in her way of saying it, like I think she said there's two different kinds. There's situational depression where you're, you know, depressed over something that's bothering you, but it's kind of like, you know, it goes away or, you know, heals on its own kind of thing. And then there's depression, the, you know, where you can't, you don't want to do anything. It prevents
right.
you from doing things.
Right.
You don't want to get up. You don't want to do. So she says, I don't see those two things with Lynette. She's frustrated with the situation of your relationship, but I don't see I don't see depression from her. I'm not getting that. And I don't think he wanted to hear that. And then she, you know, asked him what his part was and started, you know, she kind of like – she tries to keep everything very even. I'll just say that. And also she didn't want to scare – you know, she doesn't want to scare him off, I think. She didn't tell me that, but actually she kind of told me that. But so – for weeks now we've been going. I think it's been like – I think we've gone like 9 times, I think. Yeah. And so I think he was getting frustrated that she wasn't fixing me. I don't
right.
know what he thinks. He's a very strange person. I really – he – I don't know what he sees. I don't know what he thinks. I mean, I know him very well. I know it sounds crazy. But I honestly think that he doesn't understand certain things. His mind just does not work that way.
Right.
And I think that what makes him who he is. That's what makes him good at his job. You know, he questions everything. Like, why would anybody order chicken tacos? Like, why wouldn't – if you're going on a taco run, why get chicken? Everybody likes the beef tacos. Why get – you know, I don't understand it. Or, you know, just understand – trying to understand stupid, dumb things in life, you know, that bothers him. And after 20-something years, it gets tiring.
Right.
That's just one of the many things.
Because I can explain the chicken thing.
You can? Why?
Well, yeah. Chicken tastes different than beef. It's delicious. Also, yeah. A lot of tacos have always been made with chicken.
He said he – what was his thing with the tacos, Kaylin? I don't even know. Like, I think he thinks if somebody's going on a taco run, they should always get the steak tacos. Because people – if you were going to a taco place, what would you – what would most people order? If it is a place that's good. Like, you can't – because Brian was arguing with him going – I like chicken tacos. And
love chicken tacos.
But it depends
shrimp
on –
shrimp tacos are delightful.
Shrimp tacos, I know. But it depends on where you go, you know. If it's a shady place, you know.
If you're just going on a generic taco run, he likes to ask people what order you would put your tacos in, like front to back. Like, would you want chicken, steak, pork, or fish? You pretty much got to rank those. If you're just going to a general taco place, he
chicken.
Asks people to, like, rank those.
He spends a whole show talking about – I mean, multiple shows talking about this fucking stupid stuff. Right? So, I mean, I just brought that up because that's just something I was thinking about. Like,
right.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, why would Lynette do this? Or I don't understand what the motivation
is. Well, his thinking is very black and white.
Yes.
It's nuanced.
Right.
He's like, well, I don't understand why you're not jumping for joy. Like, you live in a big house.
Right. Hello.
End of story.
Right.
Like, what could you – it must be nice to live in a big house and have a husband.
Look what I did in the backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
You should. How could anybody be sad
when you live in a big house?
Or stressed about life? Like, look at your life. It's
great. Right. And I do. And that's why I'm not depressed. I am happy. Except this, I keep saying.
But that's not also why you're happy. You're happy because you're a happy person.
I'm a happy person.
Because you like your life, because you love your kids.
Right.
Because you're
grateful. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm enjoying my job.
I would say everybody can see that you're hashtag blessed.
Thank you.
I mean, hello.
Hello.
You were grateful.
On your
t-shirt.
Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes. So.
Hashtag too blessed to be stressed.
That's good. Too blessed to be stressed.
Hashtag rosé all day. I don't know. Yeah.
Rosé all day. Is that what you said?
Hashtag pumpkin spice latte. Everything. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. So, Look, I just feel like this thing is like it needed to happen. We needed to go to therapy, and he needs therapy, obviously. And he needs to, you know.
I think he's like, I went to work. Boom.
Yes.
Done.
Boom.
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 You happy? See that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what's the vibe. And a lot of people have been sending me such nice messages and such sweet and, like, supportive and understanding. And a lot of people are now starting to say, you know, they – oh, my God. I've talked to – because I don't stop – I mean, it's something I talk about. I'm not shy. I don't – you know, I'm not going to hide it. I can't be that kind of a person. Like, I think Patrick's like, wow, you talked about it on Patreon? Or somebody said that. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, why not? I don't know.
I think it helps so many people. That's the biggest message that we get from the people that listen to Patreon and comment, and that comment on the Patreon Facebook group, mm-hmm. but that comment on Facebook.
I wish I could read those Patreon comments, guy, by the way.
You keep getting kicked out. I don't know why.
What the fuck, Stephanie? I can't get on that stupid fucking thing.
Well, you just have to sign in and then stay signed in.
Yeah.
Go sign in from your, like, home computer.
You know what I do? That's what I do. So Stephanie is, like, the ruler of Patreon and has the key.
Well, it's just because I signed up for the account originally.
Right.
So it's under my email. So she has to sign in with my email and then our password, which she does.
I do.
But it's very fickle. It likes – anytime somebody new signs mm-hmm. in, it makes me verify them.
Yes.
Which so I do Stephanie in one second.
So when I go on, I have to get in. And then I get in there and Stephanie has to verify. And you do it very quickly, I have to say. Like very quickly, thank you. And then I get on and I'm doing it while like I'm at the gym and I'm on the elliptical or I'm standing in line, you know, I'm on. And then it's on my phone. So I haven't really sat down on the computer and read it. It's been on the go. So every time I go back in, I get kicked out.
All right. Well, I'll give you a recap.
Yeah.
Lynette, we love you. I have the same exact marriage. I'm married to the same person.
Is that the vibe?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the end of that is either we're in therapy too, pray for us, or I'm divorced now.
Right.
Good luck to you.
Good luck with that. So long, suckers. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, anything else, anything that stands out, you know, basically?
No. I mean, you should really go on there and read because a lot of people gave you very heartfelt, like their whole story that they related.
Yeah. I saw a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank or their analysis.
Right. And on Facebook, people have been, you know, saying nice things and stuff like that. So – and I actually gotten texts from some of the fans. How they got my phone number, I have no idea.
Really? That is a little strange.
Yeah.
You mean maybe Facebook messages?
No, text. Well, one girl I like, she's one of our I think you've seen her. I don't want to say her name, but you know who it is.
Addie Grill?
Oh, Addie. She doesn't text me. Why doesn't she? She's my paison. I haven't heard from her.
Addie.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sure she's hearted every comment. And Ulysses. I mean, everybody's just so – it's really – it does – I know it just sounds like talk, but it is – it does feel good.
I feel like our podcast is a community.
Yeah. It sounds corny,
like
but it's true.
People are friends with each other. People help each other. People support each other. And I think, not to pat ourselves on the back, but I think part of what brings people together is we talk really honestly.
Yeah.
And it's helpful. I know that for me, one of the things I enjoy about 12-step meetings mm-hmm. is because it's been almost 10 years since I've had a drink. Yeah. One of the main things that's helped me over
it's
the
amazing.
Years is when you feel like you're the only person in any situation, mm-hmm. it's very isolating and you feel detached and you feel like you don't have as many tools to help you because you feel like something's wrong with you mm-hmm. or, you know.
Yeah.
But when you start hearing regular people going, oh my God, me too. I feel the same way. You go, oh, this is a universal struggle.
Right.
So when I talk about, oh, I did this when I was drinking or I did that, and other people go, oh, please, me too.
Right, right, right.
And when you say, I'm struggling in my marriage because I have resentment or I have this, mm-hmm. and other people go, oh, honey, child, please. Me too. And it worked, and this is how I make it work, or this is what I do.
Right.
Or this is what I don't tolerate and I'm happier. Or you just start to feel – so I feel like everybody gets permission to go, I'm not the only one.
Right.
And to be more honest and, you know, put their business out on Front Street.
Sure. Why
not? We all want to hear it.
Exactly.
We're all nosy bitches.
Right. We're all yentas. Like Howard Stern said. He calls himself a yenta. You know me. I'm a yenta. I want to know what's going on.
Whenever I like try to turn over a new leaf and like gossip less, mm-hmm. I have to be honest with myself and go, the reason I like gossip is not because I like to hear like shitty things about other people.
Right.
It's because – and I really do believe this.
Yeah.
It's not like – I don't think I'm just rationalizing.
Right.
It's because I'm genuinely interested in what's going on with people because it makes me feel better.
Absolutely.
Because I don't claim to like my life is going better than ever.
Right.
It's like I like to hear about
other
people. If you're having a problem in your marriage, I want to hear about it because chances are good that I'm also going through something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Or and also I just like to hear that people who I think are perfect mm-hmm. are not so – like that nobody's life is the Instagram picture.
No. The Instagram – I mean – by the way, we're on Instagram. What's our handle?
FCOL Pod.
FCOL Pod.
Yeah, at FCOL Pod.
We're going to start posting. We posted a video with Julian Studio.
Yeah. But my point is we fail.
Yes.
We do things that are, you know, mm-hmm. questionable.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear a story about something that I did that was
– Yes. Questionable?
Yeah. To say the least.
Yes. Okay. Go.
All right. So, you know, my kids are big fans of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We watch RuPaul's Drag Race. We buy the season because we just haven't actually been available to start seasons at the beginning and watch it like regular people.
Yeah, time, yeah.
So we've had to go back.
I know.
So we've watched season 3. Then we watched season 10, and now we're on season 11, and we bought season 11.
Okay.
And so when you buy it, you just buy like the uncensored version.
Oh, boy.
Because why would you buy the one that's just airing on regular TV?
Right, right.
So the uncensored version is a lot of off-color jokes, like sexual innuendos, and the F-bomb a lot, which is fine.
Right.
I love it. We love it. It's
fine.
Look, the twins are 11. They don't understand a lot of the double entendres, I'm sure.
Right, right.
But they and they love to swear. My kids love to swear. I know not everybody agrees with that, but it's just what's passes for entertainment in our house,
of
swearing.
Course. Listen, I'll never forget Sarah Silverman was talking about how she, like, I don't know, she said some joke with the F word constantly, like when she was like sitting up on a counter in the kitchen when she was like 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents were like, go, girl. Like they supported it.
I mean, for me, somehow I think once we got – the kids got over the anxiety behind swearing and realized, okay. It's just words in our house. Obviously, none of my kids have ever sworn.
Of course,
they don't do – would never do it at school or in public.
Yeah.
It's like – but anyway, the point is – I'm pretty liberal with the use of like swearing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no C word in my house. It's not super harsh. Although I'll get to the story. Here it goes. So I saw a thing on Gold Star, and I think I told you this last week that I was going to take the kids what's his name?
Yeah,
Ross Matthews.
Oh, it's Ross Matthews.
Ross Matthews' bubbly, dragtastic brunch.
Right.
Okay.
Dragtastic brunch, yes.
Yes. So I see this thing on Gold Star.
And Gold Star is a ticket.
Gold Star is like I think it's nationwide. It's like a ticketing service
Ticketmaster,
that you can get discounted tickets to things. So I saw it advertised on Gold Star and I was like, how fun. It said all ages.
Nice.
It said if you're bringing kids, make sure you email because it says – on the Gold Star thing, it says recommended 17 and up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like – but it also says all ages. So I was like, well, that's weird. So I went and looked at the actual Ross Matthews page, the Dragtastic Brunch page, and it says all ages.
Right. Okay.
So I go back to Gold Star and I email them and I'm like, hey, how come on the regular page it says it's all ages, but on Gold Star it says recommended 17 and up? What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote – Gold Star wrote me right back and they said, oh, it is all ages. But if you want tickets, if you're bringing people that are younger, you have to email us so that we don't see you at the bar.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay, cool.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm like, it's recommended 17 and up because it's in like a bar atmosphere,
setting.
Right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
let's face it, it's drag queens and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of – yeah.
Swearing
and double aunt, yeah.
Yeah, and probably sexual innuendo, a lot of that, I'm assuming.
That's exactly
But at the same time, it's not a drag show on Santa Monica Boulevard at midnight. It's not going to be nudity. Like, it's not going to be any – it says all ages. So I'm like – and Drag Con, which is the drag queen convention, which is at the convention center late in May that we're also going to go to – is all about being kid-friendly. If you read the website on there, they're like, so much stuff to do for the kids.
Yeah.
Arts and crafts, and the kids can come meet their favorite
– well, it's very creative.
Drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in my mind, I'm like, this is like a thing in pop culture.
Right.
It's not like an underground
– right.
Okay.
We live in L.A. Get with it.
The kids are super excited to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Okay. So – We get to the show.
You go. You went.
We went already on Saturday.
Jesus, what the hell? Why'd you bury the lead?
Because you're about to find out why I buried the lead. Okay. So we get to the show. We walk in. It's a super fun environment. First of all, it's really – when you walk in and it's a really cute place and there's bubbles. There's all these bubbles outside and the kids are like, oh my God, this is so cute. We walk in and the kids immediately spot – one of their favorite drag queens from this season. You're probably not watching it, but Silky Ganache.
Okay.
Dr. Ganache is in the house, and the kids are like, oh, my God. Mom, Silky Ganache is here. And I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yes.
I'm looking.
That's for them, like, to see one of those reality stars
is
a big deal. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylin, is that Silky Ganache?
That's Silky Ganache.
She looks silky.
Yep. She's really fun.
Oh, my God. How cute.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have a – okay. So we go in. I should send you the picture that we took with Silky. And then you could put it on our new Insta.
Yes, do that.
Okay. So anyway, we go in and Silky Ganache is – available to take a picture with the kids.
Uh-huh.
So it's super exciting. We get seated. We're seated right by the stage.
Okay. So it's a show.
It's like a show with drag queens.
Okay.
But it's also a brunch.
So
you order your
that.
Brunch, and then there's a show. And Ross Matthews is the host of the show, but opens the show. So Silky was just in the audience. She was just like a celebrity drop-by person.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't even in the show. So we met Silky ahead of time, and the kids were like, oh, my God, we want to take a picture. And Silky was like, oh, my God, hi, kids, and took pictures. And they were chatting with her. And anyway, then we sit down, and then there's a woman who, like, sat us, and she came over and she said, you know, do you want some change for tipping? It's like a strip show in a way.
Right, okay.
It's all about
the
them wanting money.
Right.
They perform for you, and they walk through the crowd, and you give them money.
I see.
You give them dollars.
Okay.
And they're, like, very begging for it.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
It's like strippers.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm walking to the back to get more money for tipping, and I said to the woman, I was like, yeah. I said, there's no other kids here besides my kids. I found it kind of curious because it says it's all ages. And she's like, yeah. She goes, we do get kids, though, sometimes. She goes, but just to let you know, the host of the show, the hostess – oh, she's definitely going to draw attention to the fact that there's kids here.
Oh, okay.
Get ready.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay.
All three of your kids were there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was me and the three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
John didn't want to go.
They're already in a great mood.
Yeah.
Then Ross comes up and he does he opens the show, and he's really funny. Mm-hmm. He's being really funny.
Right.
And it's very much the drag humor where they're like making fun of each other and like little insults and, you know. And
like
then he brings out the hostess for the night, this drag queen named Jackie B.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackie B comes out and is pretty off color, but funny, you know. And the kids are loving it. And she's like, oh, my God, what's up with the kids? She's like, I see there's some kids. Of course, they sit the fucking kids in the front row. And then she's like, wow, mom of the year. Like, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
what was wrong
we're kind of laughing.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm kind of laughing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, but it's going to get a little raunchy up in here or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have fun, kids. Buckle up, whatever.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
So then, she does her thing, and there is some definite off-color humor.
I mean,
there's a couple, like, blowjob references. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff like that. But all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then the first drag queen comes out and does a lip sync, and it's totally fine. It's fun. It's to a – because it's to – they're lip syncing to, like, actual songs.
Okay. What song did she do?
I don't remember what the first one did.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some rap song
like a
or
Katy Perry or
something.
Yeah,
some song, okay. Right? Another drag queen did like Kate Bush running up that hill. So it's not even like it's all dirty.
Right.
Then the second drag queen comes out and she's not lip syncing. She sings a song. She's like, I can't remember her name. She's like, so I do a song, and she goes, I take pop songs and I make them, I turn them on their ass, and I write new lyrics and I make them.
Oh,
horrible.
No.
You're never going to want to hear this song again or something.
Oh, no.
I'm like, uh-oh. And then she proceeds to sing the dirtiest, like just pornographic.
Oh, my God.
Crazy explicit.
Oh, my God.
Like, I want to choke on your dick. Like, I want your dick up my ass. Take your big black dick. And,
oh, my God.
And I was like, huh? oh my God.
Oh no.
My heart, all the blood was draining from my body. And all I kept thinking was, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, because I know.
Because we're up front.
I know.
Right?
My God,
so
Stephanie.
I don't want to, I'm like, okay, if I just get up and take all the, I can't walk.
Right, I know.
It's going to be weird to walk out.
I know.
But it's also, but now I look over, Elby's laughing because mm-hmm. she's like, and I look at Elby and I was like, uh-oh. And Elby goes, Mom, I'm okay. She goes, I play Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity. She goes, this is nothing I haven't heard before. Sadie's laughing, but I don't think Sadie totally understands.
Right.
I mean, she knows it's gross and wrong,
right,
but I
right,
don't
right.
think she really – I mean, my kids know the mechanics of sex.
Yes. But do they know the dick up the ass?
I don't think they know any. I don't know. So
blowjob.
And then I look over at Xander, and he looks like he's going to cry.
Oh,
he looks
no.
like he's getting traumatized.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I was like, this is –
they should put their fingers in their ears.
This is – my next worst parenting fail to stepbrother.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm like,
stepbrother
okay.
is nothing compared to this is, oh, God.
And you
Stephanie,
have to understand, too.
I feel for you.
You have to understand, the music is blaring.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's relentlessly, like, and this song is so, is, it's not just like there's a dirty part. It's
right.
the whole song is about.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to sit on your dick.
Oh, my
like, okay.
God. Oh, my God.
So Xander's practically crying. He looks like he's just sitting there like shell-shocked. So I go, okay. I said, Xander, should we go? And he's like, I think so. And I was like, okay. But you have to also understand that the damage has kind of been done. Like,
right, I
we've
know.
Already
now
heard
what?
The song.
Yeah.
So then I said – he's like, I'm so uncomfortable right now. And I was like, aww. I totally understand. I go, I want to walk you out of here.
Right.
And he goes, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up.
Right.
Please don't make me stand up.
Right,
he's
right,
like,
right.
She's going to say something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going to draw attention to us.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay. I go, how about this?
Are you screaming to each other because you can't hear
well,
each
I'm,
other?
Well, I'm in his ear.
Right, okay.
But he couldn't hear me if I was just talking to him in a regular
God,
voice.
You guys were in the front?
I also I know this is like a really small part of it, but I had a really bad cold. I mean, I still have a cold, and
right.
it was at its worst. But I had already had these tickets.
Yes.
So I can barely talk.
In. Yeah. Oh, God.
So I'm trying to yell over music, and my chest is hurting.
Oh my God!
And
Stephanie.
I'm like,
yeah.
Coughing, and I'm trying to talk to him, and I'm like, Xander, I'm like, I'm so sorry, honey. I was like, okay, then let's let her finish.
Mm-hmm.
I go, try to say mm-hmm. la, la, la in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way to not listen.
Can they just like.
I was covering his ears.
Oh, my God.
So then I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. She's going to finish. It'll be over soon. And then I'm going to get our check.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, we've got there. We heard Ross, who was great.
Right.
Then the hostess, who was dirty, but fine.
Right.
And then the first drag queen, who was fine. And now this. So it's still really early in the show. But we were done eating. So I was like, that's fine. I'll just get our check and
right.
we'll go.
Right.
And then I was like, or while I'm getting my check, though, the next – we could all walk out and I could just get my check.
Mm-hmm.
But Elby and Sadie's like, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby's like, Mom, I'm fine. I don't want to go. And I was like, okay, but this is not appropriate.
Right, right.
So I was like, well, then I might take Xander.
Yeah.
But I can't take Xander and Sadie out and just, what, am I going to leave Elby
there? Right, I know. Or Elby and Sadie.
So I'm like, I think we're all going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was not appropriate for Sadie.
Right.
It was inappropriate.
I agree. Yeah, I know.
Even though Sadie wasn't traumatized, it was not
right.
appropriate. It was
I
not
know.
Good parenting.
I agree. I know.
So I'm like, okay. But I'm still just like, I know that if you're on the outside looking in, you're probably like, why didn't you just leave immediately?
Mm-hmm. But you can't because you're
but
at
I'm
a
telling
show.
You that the situation was we were really up front.
And they
we would have
attention.
Had to walk through all the people.
Right.
And the kids were mortified of being called out.
Right.
That was going to be worse.
Right.
And
so you're
to
trapped.
Be embarrassed by the fact that I'm a mom
right.
escorting my kids out of
I
there
know.
After we'd already – after attention had already been drawn to the fact that I brought my kids.
Right. I know.
Again, in my defense, all ages, people. It said it was an all ages show.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's wrong then.
It was not R-rated. It wasn't 18 and up. Anyway, okay. So that drag queen finishes
mm-hmm.
and I'm like – and then I'm like, okay, let's – this. The second one comes up. The next one comes up. This is like the third one. And she was great. Totally clean. It's this big black woman who calls herself Cornbread. Okay, so maybe not like totally, you know. Like, but she was really funny and she was great and she was did not sing a song that had anything dirty. It was kind of like a church song. And it was like really fun. And then Xander starts to like relax because it's – and he's like, well, we could stay for one more. Let's see what the next one's like after this.
Because
I mean, this Cornbread person was like so hilarious and fun and like what the show should be. And so was the one that was before the super explicit one. And so was Ross. And so was the host. So then Cornbread finishes and then the fourth one comes up and she's great too. So now I'm like, okay, that was some kind of like
– fluke.
Fluke, obviously. So then the host, not Ross, but the hostess, Jackie B, comes up and does like a super dirty like instead of I like – she did a song parody and instead of I like big butts, it was I like big cocks.
Oh, no.
And I cannot lie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Stephanie.
So now – but at this point, we've also already really had a good time.
I think it's hilarious.
So I'm like, maybe I should get my check. Then she brings up the first drag queen again. And I'm like – she's like, welcome back to the stage six. So six was from the earlier in the show. I'm like, huh, six is coming back up to do another song. And before I can fully figure out that the deal is that all four of the drag queens are going to cycle back through, they're all doing two songs. I realize, oh, shit, that second one, the horrible one,
the horrible
is coming back.
Oh, my God.
So then I'm like, now I'm again like, oh, my God. Okay. So I go, okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Xander outside. We're going to go sit on the patio during this one. But at this point, Xander's having a better time. And he's like, Mom, I already know what's happening. Like, I already heard the first
damage
one.
Damage is done.
He's like, it's going to draw – again, it's going to draw attention. I don't want to just
but
be
like,
outside. And I was like,
well,
people
just
think we went to the
bathroom. Right. Like one at a time, maybe kind of sneak away to go to the bathroom. You know, I was thinking that. Or is there place somewhere
so
in the back?
So I was
going
to do that. But LB was like, so Sadie and I are just going to be here by ourselves the whole time? And I was like, yeah, but I mean there were plenty of fun people around us. You have to also understand that the show itself was really fun and loving and like very like a cool environment and all the people at the tables around us were being like it was like a get to know your neighbors. It was in a weird way like being at church. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where they're
I can
like
see that.
Turn to your neighbor, tell them some a compliment to them or something. Say hi. Like you're all we're all about love here, you know? So
love and cocks.
Love and big black cocks. You know, big dicks. So then the second one comes back up and it's just like as bad as the first time.
Oh, no.
But this time Xander's not as upset and I was just like, I need to just like, this was bad parenting.
Well, wait.
I'm going to have to figure this out later.
How do I untangle this?
So then – okay, so then the show ends and honestly, we were going to leave before the show ended but then they kept making it like – fun, another fun thing would happen. And then they brought up people from the audience whose birthday it was. Fun audience members. And they made them lip sync for their for a drink. And it was really
cute. That's fun.
And nothing was dirty or inappropriate. Literally, the filthy parts were this one drag queen and then Jackie B doing I Like Big Cocks. Other than that, everything was really family friendly. It really was. So then – the show ends and then they say all the people that have VIP tickets can come up and take a picture with the drag queens. And one of the drag queens kept pointing at us and was looking at us and was like, stay. Oh, and then Ross says – Ross Matthews calls us out and he's like, oh, and there was one other table that had a kid with them in the back. So Jackie B at one point goes, oh, my God. There's another buddy. Somebody else brought their child. So then LB felt better because, you know, she felt anxious about the fact that we were the only kids. So then
oh my God.
Ross says, And he looks right at us at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? I know there was some dirty language in this show. He goes, but to the parents here who brought their kids, he goes, I just want to say thank you.
Aww.
He's like, because this is all about love. Mm-hmm. And this is about teaching our inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't thank you enough for mm-hmm. raising your kids mm-hmm. in an environment that's open and accepting of all people. And
right.
it was like really sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
And then my kids felt – and then people started applauding.
Aww.
And I was like – like it was such a roller coaster ride of like, I'm a horrible parent.
Now
I'm a good parent. What's happening? So then the VIP people come up and get their pictures taken, and all the drag queens were like, kids, go get in line. They all wanted their pictures taken with the kids.
Of course. That's so sweet.
And they went up and got their pictures taken.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm up on stage with the kids and Ross,
mm-hmm.
and Ross is like, oh my God, like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I hope it wasn't like too dirty.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I go, there was just the one. I go, really just the one was like really hardcore.
Right.
I go, but everything else. And then as I'm saying that, the drag queen was literally over my shoulder.
Oh,
like
no.
Standing right behind me. Like, so I turn my head a little bit and I say, oh, her. Because it was really obvious. I go, her. And that drag queen goes, it's an adult show.
Are you kidding me?
And I didn't want to go like, bitch, it's all ages.
Right.
Thank you for bringing all your fucking fuck me up the ass humor to a kid's to an all ages show. Fuck.
Said that?
I've done stand up for many years. Mm. I did it for many years. And, you know, you don't have to only work blue.
Uh-huh.
Like,
right.
There's a way to be dirty and
right.
fun and
right.
and still keep
right.
it clean.
Look at us. We do it.
Yeah. I mean, we say cunt like 15 times average, but, you know, tune it out. No, but my point is that the thing is, apparently it's all different drag mm-hmm. queens every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they tell them you have to be family friendly because it probably is mostly adults.
Right.
So
they have their act worked out.
So whose fault is it? I'm not sure. Like,
yeah.
Should I have known? So we left. All in all, the kids had a good time. So, okay. So now you tell me whether you think this was how I handled this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the car and I'm feeling so guilty.
Aww.
So I was like, I was like, look, here's the deal. I said that – some of that content, we all knew which drag queen we were talking about, I said was very graphic and highly inappropriate. I said, here's the thing. I go, let me explain to you why people do that kind of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for many years, the only sex that was mm-hmm. acceptable, I go, a lot, you guys know that the way like babies are made is
right.
like in some, you know, with a biological male having sex with a biological female, penis goes in the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the kids are like, Mom, stop.
I know.
I was like, okay.
I
go, but there
it.
Are many ways that people are sexual with each other. Many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I go, gay people have sex differently than that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, trans people have sex differently mm-hmm. than that. And there are a lot of ways to express love and sexuality with,
right.
with each other.
Right.
I go, now,
that's
for
good.
Many years, the only way that it was acceptable to talk about or show
mm-hmm.
sex was with penises and vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, gay people obviously have
right.
to have sex in a different way. I go, but for many years, it wasn't acceptable to talk about that way.
Right.
So in the gay drag queen culture, I go, what they're trying to do is celebrate that it is okay to be
mm-hmm.
who you are. And I go, and part of being who you are is the way that you have sex. So
mm-hmm.
basically they're taking back like
right.
there's other ways to have sex and we're going to talk about it. I go, and in doing so, part of it is being really in your face about it.
Right.
Like,
right.
not only do we do this, but we're going to be really in your face about it. I
right.
go, so that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that doesn't make it okay that you guys had to hear
right,
that.
Right, right.
And LB kept going, well, it's okay. I go, but really it's about being proud to be who you are.
Yeah.
I go, but you guys are not obviously not having sex, and that is nothing you need to worry about. And I go, and I can imagine that hearing that would have been very scary
mm-hmm.
to you to mm-hmm. hear a lot of that very explicit talk that you have no business needing to know about.
Right.
I go, unfortunately, the damage has been done and mm-hmm. you heard it. I go, mm-hmm. so all I can say is if anything scared you, if there's something you don't understand mm-hmm. and it's worrying you, I go, please talk to me about it and I'll
yeah.
explain
yeah.
anything to you.
Right.
That's and Sadie good. Was like, no, not going to do that. She goes,
did she say that?
Yeah. She was just like, Mom, okay, got it.
And she's like, Natalia, she doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I didn't know if it was upsetting to Xander because of other reasons.
Well, what did
like that he's transgender and he doesn't have a penis and he
– right.
But he's a male and there's so penis-centric, you
know?
I know. That I was like, is that what's bothering him or is it just that, hey, I'm 11.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hearing about this.
I think Sonny would have been traumatized too. I think it's that. I think that boys at that age just don't want to – it's too much.
I know. So, like, I didn't want to go, Xander, can we go have a talk in my bedroom?
Right, I know.
So, like, all that big cock talk. Like,
yeah.
Do you want to have some big cock talk? Are you ready for big cock talk?
Wait, let me get my tea.
Hold on. Let me put a little honey in it. Hold on. I got to microwave this for 20 more seconds. Just sit in my room and think about big cock talks for a minute.
What about cock talk?
Hot cock talk?
Oh, boy.
So, it didn't come back up, so to speak.
Right.
Lynette, could you die for me?
I was dying this whole – how long were you talking? This last whatever minutes. My heart was I could totally feel that pressure and that – yeah, it was a roller coaster. I felt for you. I mean, especially putting you in the front. Like, I would have been like, can we sit in the back? I would have wanted to sit in the back just in case because I had a feeling there was going to be cock talk. You know, you did. Yeah. I'm sure you – I mean, it's that, you know.
I didn't think – I honest to God
– But yeah.
– Honest to God, swear to God, thought it would be like watching RuPaul's Drag Race,
yeah.
which is definitely has – it's
right.
uncensored.
Right.
So it definitely has some sexual – like they talk
That's
about
what
being
I
tops
thought it was
and bottoms. But it's nothing that the kids understand.
Right.
So – and they talk about like, oh, I like his package delivered or whatever.
Right, right.
But it's innuendo.
Yes.
No one on RuPaul's Drag Race Uncensored goes, I want his cock up my ass.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
None of that.
Yeah, right. I would have thought that. So I would have just in case because you're in that an environment, you know.
And minus that one performer, it wouldn't
right,
have been that.
Right, right, right. So just in case we had an out, we could leave. That's like the whole – I was just like, oh, my gosh, she's in the front. Like how – you're like trapped. I know that feeling. But then it's also that feeling where you look over and Elby and Sadie are having fun. And so you're like, that's the point of coming. Like why did – that's why we're here. Like I want them to experience it and
yeah,
have fun.
Yeah, but even though Elby was having fun,
mm-hmm.
there was also a part of me though that was like – well, Sadie shouldn't be having fun either.
Well,
like, hopefully she just doesn't get it at all.
Right, 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 right.
Which,
why isn't she not
having an IPA? Yeah. So maybe chances are good she didn't get it.
Yeah, and then there's that. Then there's those thoughts that come through, like, why are they enjoying themselves?
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, well, does Elby know more than I think she knows?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
then you start
14.
Thinking that.
I know she
Your
hasn't.
Your thoughts are going
she's
in.
She's not messing around with boys
right.
yet at all. I know she, anyway.
Your thoughts go in 10 different directions. And then when they applaud you for it, then you're like, oh, okay. But then when you leave and you get in the car and it's just the three of you, you're like,
rrr. It was a roller coaster.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Anyway, let's
I feel
talk about
you.
Cheers. You know, on a night, on a brunch.
Yes. When you have
like
some
the Dragtastic brunch, when mm-hmm. you might have had like a couple of mimosas. I didn't, but
yeah.
some people did.
Well, listen, if
my
I
kids
did,
right? Obviously. Obviously, because
like
I'm parent of the year.
Something to take the edge off.
You know what's good after
Xander's
that?
In the back doing shots.
Yeah.
Yes. No. So, listen, cheers is something that's great because, you know, this is me. Like a lot of times I'll have some wine at night and then I wake up and I got that like headache and I don't feel good or I don't have that energy. Cheers will help you. It's you know, it helps with the moderate, responsible drinkers. The next morning, you can feel a lot better than you do when you don't take it. It's a great It's like an antacid for alcohol. So it neutralizes the alcohol and it it neutralizes the alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling better and you don't have that crappy feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
To use Cheers, simply take 2 to 4 capsules after your last alcohol beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't wake up feeling at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back guaranteed.
That's awesome. I'm going to get it. So
to
how do
order,
I get it?
You go to cheershealth.com, enter the promo code FCOL at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your first order and a free gift. Cheershealth.com. Cheers. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol.
Yeah, and
we'll
have the promo codes on our page, right?
Yeah.
On our Facebook,
also,
on our regular Facebook page.
Tell them about Boca
Sweet. So let me tell you about – okay. So are you someone you love, a victim of fat shaming? It's not nice, by the way.
No.
And obesity leads to fatigue, insulin resistance, and diabetes, which can cause serious health complications. We talk about this. Adam talks about this a lot. Not a lot, but he talks about everything. But he does, you know, he's proud that his kids don't do that kind of talk, don't make fun of people that are overweight. You know, so many people have developed insulin because of their diet and causing the fat causing sugar and insulin. So let me let you know about Boca Sweet. It's a new organic all-natural sugar replacement made from kombucha. It's a superfood, which is – I'm starting to find out about these superfoods. You see the pentose sweetener can help fight insulin resistance because it provides pure cell energy with no insulin stimulation. It's diabetic friendly and keto perfect. So you guys got to try it. It's Boca Sweet tastes. You can use it in bakes and cookies, like sugar, so it will replace the sugar with no aftertaste or blood sugar spikes. So just for $12.99, you can get 1 pound of Boca Sweet and a protein bar plus free shipping. If you go to bocasweet.com, it's bocasweet.com, and it tastes really good.
Yeah. Also, before we wrap, Patreon. Oh my God, we had a great Patreon.
Yeah, we did.
Julie was in the house and she told us a really good juice about Jean Kasem and her lawyer.
She read documents.
Yeah.
Court documents.
It was good. Lynette also gave us a good update about her situation.
Mm-hmm. Situation.
Mm-hmm. And we love our Patreon subscribers. We love you guys. Thank you for being part of our community. And if you want to join at the $50 level, we have some new people too.
Thank you guys.
To welcome. I just have a couple more to read this week. We've got Maria, who's our couples counselor, sex therapist.
I love that.
It's talk therapy designed to help individuals and couples address sexual differences or problems.
Mm.
And you can find her at maria@nwsextherapy.com. Please email her and just find out what she does because, you know, she can help you, but only if you live in Washington State.
Okay.
Okay, maria@nwsextherapy. Also, Carrie Gillum has a podcast. It's new. She's our girl. She's from Sip and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
She started a podcast with her friend Jody from Reality TV Podcast. And now they're doing Moms on the Rocks, where they talk about careers, carpooling, and cocktailing. Yeah, that's so listen to – go download Moms on the Rocks. Also, download the Shameless Mom Academy, shamelessmom.com. It's Sarah Dean's podcast. She helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show. And then last but not least, CBD oil from Letty Molina. She's at HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. She will get you that bacon flavor for dogs that helps with the allergies and arthritis due to their old age. We all have pets and we all love our pets. So do the right thing and get them some CBD from Letty. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all. Love you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kaylin. Don't F it up.